It's another very pleasant October day across our area. Temperatures are running above seasonable levels, and the humidity levels are really not that bad at all, though it's just a little bit muggy across the mid and lower Hudson Valley into portions of Connecticut and even into the Pioneer Valley of western Massachusetts. Moving ahead, we will have clouds that will continue to increase tonight. I know some areas are rather gray this afternoon, but we'll see more clouds come into those areas where it is clear right now. And there is the chance of a passing shower or two tonight. The most likely chance is for areas south of Albany, but even from the capital region on north, there may be a spotty shower or two overnight. But for most of us, it looks to stay dry. It's going to be a mild night as temperatures fall back mainly into the 50s. Moving into tomorrow, we have a front that will come at us from the south as a warm front, so we'll see clouds and some sun. The brightest weather will be farthest from the front across the north country. It looks to be fairly cloudy from the capital region on south. There may be a spotty shower in a couple of spots, but again, it's going to be a mainly dry day tomorrow. Temperatures may be a notch cooler than today. Highs will be mainly in the 60s to right around 70 degrees. And moving into the weekend, we're still going to have that chance for a shower or two both Saturday and Sunday, though it looks like both days will end up being mainly dry. So if you have outdoor plans over the next 3 days, it looks like we're going to largely dodge most of this rainfall. You may encounter a couple of raindrops at times, but it doesn't look to be overly damp by any means. Now, over the weekend, we're going to ramp up the humidity, so we're talking about a fairly moderate level of humidity, certainly unusual for this time of year, and it looks to be fairly warm as well. In fact, by Sunday, many spots could make a run at the 80-degree mark, so another summer-like day here in early October. Then early next week, there's potential for some much-needed rainfall, as some of the remnant moisture from what is now Tropical Storm Nate is likely to make at least a close run to our area. Tropical Storm Nate is down to our south this afternoon. It's along the coast of Nicaragua and Honduras. The storm is lifting to the northwest, likely to impact the Yucatan Peninsula by late tomorrow. Then it emerges over the Gulf of Mexico, where the forecast makes it a hurricane over the weekend. The Hurricane Center track takes the storm ashore somewhere near the Louisiana and Mississippi border by Sunday morning as a hurricane, so certainly the storm is a threat to the Gulf Coast. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, increasing clouds with a chance of a shower, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, partly sunny, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, increasing clouds, chance of a shower, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, partly sunny, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with the chance of a shower, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of a shower, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower, with highs in the 60s to around 70. Region-wide on Saturday, variably to mostly cloudy, chance for a few showers, warm and turning more humid, with highs in the 70s. And on Sunday, variably cloudy, with a chance of showers, warm and very humid, with highs in the 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.